Chapter 5. Goldie. Can you see her? I whisper to Jonah. I'm under the covers. I don't know what's happening. I'm looking through the crack in the door, he says. I see someone. Is it Goldilocks? I ask. It's a girl, and she has curly blonde hair that goes all the way to her waist. She's definitely not a bear. I was right. I love being right. She's around your age, Abby, Jonah adds. She kind of looks like Penny. What's she doing? I whisper. Should I peek out? Probably not. I don't know that much about Goldilocks, except that she breaks into other people's houses and uses their stuff. She might not react nicely to catching us here. On the other hand, we're doing the same thing she is, so maybe she'll really like us. Who knows? She's just standing in the living room, Jonah says, looking around. I wonder what she's looking for. I think she's cold, he adds. She's shivering, and she has a ton of little ice balls in her hair. Now she's opening the closet and looking around. Now she's opening drawers in the cabinet. Maybe she's looking for a hairdryer or a towel. And now she's walking over to the sofa, he says. She's sticking her hands between the cushions. She's definitely looking for something. So strange. I don't remember her looking for anything in the fairy tale. She just eats the porridge, breaks the chair, and naps in the bed. Now she's walking over to the table, Jonah whispers. Is she trying the porridge? I ask. No, Jonah says, watching. She looked inside each bowl and made a that's gross face. Oh, yeah. Because of my face dent, Jonah's finger swipe, and Prince's slobbery eating up of all the porridge. Oops. Is she sitting in the chairs? No, he says. Maybe without the porridge, she's not taking a sitting break? I hear footsteps headed to the bedroom. I freeze. She's coming this way, Abby, Jonah whispers. Be super quiet, I say. The door creaks as Goldilocks pushes it open. I hope Jonah's not getting smushed. Maybe I should look under the covers, she says out loud. Look for what? I hear her beside the big bed, pulling down the covers. She sighs, then she yawns. Nothing here, she says. Do I have time for a quick nap? I bet I do. This should be gone for a bit, and the beds look warm. Then I can look some more. I hear crunching as she climbs into the big bed, and then, way too hard, never mind. I hear her move to the medium bed. Nothing here either, and too soft. Uh-oh. Oh, boy. I know what's next. What do I do? What do I do? The blanket covering me is pulled back. Ah! Goldilocks screams. Ah! I scream back. Woof! Prince adds. I stare at Goldilocks. Jonah is right. She's definitely around my age, maybe a year older. Her golden blonde hair is long and curly and looks like it hasn't been combed in a while. She has big green eyes and pale skin. She's very thin. Her sweater is tattered. There are a few holes in it. Her pants are faded, and the hems are all scruffy, and her boots are scuffed. Would you stop screaming? She asks. Why are you even here? No one was supposed to be here. Sorry, I say. We wanted to leave before you came, but... She frowns. You knew I was coming? We heard you walk in. I try to cover. Goldilocks is still looking at me suspiciously. This close to her, I can see slight dark circles under her eyes. She looks so tired. I wonder why. What's going on with Goldilocks? Suddenly, she lets out a big yawn. That bed looks so comfy and warm. She nods wistfully at the mattress I'm lying on. It is, I tell her. It's not too hard or soft. It's just right. Goldilocks finishes and gives me a small smile. Yeah, I say. Do you want to sit? I offer, making room for her. Just for a moment, she says, and plops down. Ah, perfect. Then she glances at me. Who are you, anyway? I'm Abby, I say, and that boy behind the door is my brother Jonah. She jumps, startled. What boy? Jonah steps out from behind the door and gives a little wave. Prince scurries from under the bed and sniffs the girl's brown boot. This is our dog Prince, I say, and you must be Goldilocks. She looks at me with suspicion again. Yes, everyone calls me Goldie, but how did you know my name? Squeak! Creak! Oh no, the front door is opening again. That must be the bears. Maybe they're people. Nice people, without super sharp teeth and claws.
Roar!
Roar, growl. They don't sound like people. They sound like bears. Hide! I shriek. Goldilocks jumps up and hides behind the window curtains. I pull the covers back over my head, but peek out through the side so I can see. Jonah runs back behind the door. Prince slides under the father bear's bed. From where I'm lying, I have a clear line of sight through the house, and I see a huge, brown, furry bear who looks very angry.
Someone brought a skateboard into our house, the bear growls.
Uh-oh, he must be the father bear. He's wearing a button-down shirt with gray pants and small, round glasses. That makes him slightly less scary. Beside him is a medium-sized brown furry bear wearing a purple raincoat with a hood, the mother bear, and she's holding hands with a small bear, the baby bear. She looks more like a kid bear. She's wearing a pink tutu over an orange jumpsuit and a blue cap. She also has on rain boots with frogs on them. I might have had those same rain boots.
Wow! A skateboard, the kid bear says, but her parents are already rushing over to look at the table.
Someone's been eating our porridge, the mother bear growls. My bowl is totally empty.
The father bear lets out another super loud roar. Ow, my ears.
Who would do such a thing?
Mother bear asks. Father Bear looks around the house, his big dark eyes stopping on the half-open bedroom door.
This way, he says,
and he, Mother Bear, and Kid Bear all begin stomping toward us. Crumbs, we have to get out of here, but we're trapped. The bears didn't hurt Goldilocks in the original story, but this is not the original story, because we messed it up, as usual. Three sets of heavy footsteps come closer and closer. The bears are now in the bedroom, but they don't seem to see us yet.
Well, whoever was in our house is gone,
Mother Bear says. She's standing right by the bed that I'm in. Please don't lift the covers. Please don't lift the covers. Please don't lift the covers. I don't breathe. I don't move. I stay very still. I can just see out from under the edge of the blanket. Mother Bear reaches toward the window curtains. Oh no, oh no, she's going to find Goldilocks. Mother Bear pulls the curtains back. No one's there. Huh? Oh, the window is open. Goldie must have snuck out. She escaped and left us to the bears. Gee, thanks, Goldie.
Just wait until I catch whoever dared eat our porridge,
Father Bear hollers, his angry voice shaking the room. Kid Bear is coming toward me, closer and closer, and, oh no, lifting the covers. Ah! I'm about to become bear breakfast. They are going to rip me to shreds and sprinkle me over their porridge like cinnamon. I squeeze my eyes shut. I can't look. I hear a tiny little gasp. I open my eyes. Up close, Kid Bear is kind of cute. She looks like Berry Bear, the stuffed animal my Nana gave me when I was little.
Growl!
But she growls like a real bear.
Grr-woof!
Prince barks, rushing out from underneath the biggest bed. Aw, he's trying to protect me. He does not seem to realize that even the Kid Bear is 3 times his size. She's Jonah's size.
Mom! Dad! Kid Bear yells. There's a girl sleeping in my bed!
That's what she said in the original story, except this time she's talking about me.
Oh, and there's a doggy,
Kid Bear adds, staring at Prince. But Mother Bear and Father Bear are only focused on me. They come and loom over the bed. They are angry. They are growling. They are smelly and scary. I have to escape somehow.
Thinking fast, I throw the blanket up and over the bears, covering them so that they can't see. I jump out of bed. I grab Jonah's hand, yell, "Come on, Prince!" and run to the front door. Prince is right behind us.
Roar!
Father Bear growls.
We're almost to the front door. Jonah stops to grab his skateboard, and I pull the door open and check over my shoulder to see if the bears are chasing us. They're not. Because the Kid Bear is crying. Did we scare her? I keep running, but hear the Dad Bear saying,
"Everything's going to be all right. Those kids can't get too far. I'll find them and teach them a lesson."
"Run!" I tell Jonah, pushing him ahead and slamming the door behind us. We run outside. The hail has stopped. It's still cold, but at least no ice balls are bouncing off my head. Jonah stops abruptly. I crash into him.
Ow. "Go, go, go!" I order. "What's he doing?"
"But look," he says, pointing.
"At what?"
"The mailbox."
Oh. The bear's mailbox is swirling with purple mist, which means it's the portal. The mailbox is our portal home, and it's swirling. So if we jump through right now, we'll be transported back to Smithville, and the bears won't eat us.
"Let's go," Jonah says. "I don't like lessons, and I definitely don't want to learn whatever lesson the Dad Bear wants to teach us."
I totally agree with him, but I hesitate. Jonah takes a step toward the portal. I grab onto his arm.
"Hold up," I say.
I pull him behind the mailbox to hide in case the bears come charging out of the house. Prince follows us.
"Maybe we should stay for Goldie."
"Huh? Why?" he asks. "Goldie snuck out. She's safe."
"True," I say. "But why did she break into the bear's house in the first place? What was she looking for? Is she in trouble?" I remember how desperate she looked. And tired. She was clearly having issues. Did Mary Rose send us here to help her?
"But the bears didn't eat her, and they're about to eat us," Jonah says. "She's fine. We're the ones in danger. Her story is done."
Is her story done? I look at my watch. It's only 12:18 at home. That means we don't have to leave here until, like, 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. We have plenty of time.
"Abby," Jonah urges me, "can we jump in the portal now?"
"I don't know," I say. I'm not sure what to do.
"But didn't Mary Rose open the portal here? Doesn't she want us to come home?"
Maybe. But it's pretty rare for Mary Rose to send us home so soon in a story. I think about the crack at the bottom of the mirror. What if that messed something up? We both look at the mailbox. The purple mist isn't as strong as it was half a minute ago. In a few seconds, it might stop swirling altogether. We have to decide now. Stay or go? True, if we leave, we definitely won't be eaten by bears. That's a plus. But if we leave, we also won't know what happens to Goldie. We won't be able to help her find what she was looking for. In fairy tales, we always change the story for the better. We haven't done that yet. We haven't had a chance. We stay, I decide. We find Goldie. It's the right thing to do. I hope.